Thought we were excellent first half without looking particularly sound at the back. Produced loads of good moves in and around the box. Callum and Ainley was integral to that a lot of the time. But I said to them at half time, the game was far from over. Nantwich were a good team, the best we played in this tournament. Organised, play good football, got good individuals. So when you've got all those ingredients, you know you're going to be in a game right till the end, and that's the way it panned out in the end.
Yeah, nice to win the trophy, of course, at the end of the night. But what was your pleasing aspect as the coach?
The pleasing aspect was you want them to play well every minute of every game. In development football, you can get a high proportion of good performances every week, but these are totally different types of games because the results on it. You have to win the game. You're up against players who are a lot more worldly wise than under 23 players in development football. So what they did do is, despite not playing particularly well in the second half, they still found a way to win the game and block shots and show a bit of courage to go with the men and head balls out the box. So things that you don't normally associate with some of our younger players, they showed in abundance when it mattered.
And every time you scored, it really meant something, didn't it? You know, you could see the reaction from the players. We'll talk about the end when you've won the trophy, but you really felt as though they knew that, you know, they wanted to win a trophy.
They knew the importance of it and the importance of winning it, because I told them in no uncertain terms. They'd done really well in previous rounds, and what I said to them was, you don't get the chance very often to play in finals, whether it's at any level. You just don't, because there's only so many tournaments to go around every year. So they've got to savour it. And I told them that you might go 10 years without winning another trophy. Hope you don't, because that would mean the club hasn't won anything. And a lot of these will go a long way with the club in the future. But that can happen, because as I say, it's hard to win silverware, and it's something that we've not won for a good few years, a good 10 to 12 years. So to get that back at the club is a time that we've got some good players at the younger ages.
To get that mentality, how important is it then? You know, I know you want to progress your players to first team, but to get a winning mentality, is that another aspect that is needed in football?
Definitely. We know we've got the technical side. They've always been good technical players, but we haven't had their winning mentality over the last couple of years. I think everybody knows that. Results have highlighted that, but the first team are showing that now, and this young 23s group have shown it since Christmas. They've won virtually every game they played, really, in League and Cup, and that's a really good sign that they're not only performing well in games, showing that we've got good individuals technically, but also they're finishing that off with the scoreline, the result at the end of the games as well.